We like to think that art is a seamless connection between the mind or heart of the artists and their audience or public. But of course it's not. The writer has a pen or a keyboard. The musician has an instrument. The artist has a paintbrush or whatever. So what if the artist was taken out of the picture entirely? What if the mechanical device was allowed to work on its own? This is the idea at the heart of Simon Ingram's work. Simon has been working with machine-led art since his early automata paintings. He has a new exhibition at Wellington City Gallery that looks back over 20 years of work, often based not on intuition, but on simple algorithms. The exhibition is called The Algorithmic Impulse, and Simon Ingrams joins us now. Hi, Simon, how are you?
Kia ora, Simon.
So, I've got a question. If art is meant to reflect the artist's soul, what does art generated entirely by a machine reflect?
Well, in many cases for this exhibition, it's reflecting the user's interaction with the machine in the show. By users, I mean a group of people, groups of people who will be in the gallery wearing an EEG headset and engaging in an activity, and the electrical activity of their brain is being recorded and interpreted as a painting by the machine.
But unlike what you'd normally think of as the artistic impulse, the idea is that these people aren't deliberately guiding the machine in any way. It's far less intentional than that.
Oh, absolutely. And in many ways, the history of art being made by parts of the mind other than the conscious bits, you know, is a really interesting history, and one that I suppose I'm referring to here. So it's less the intended conscious part of the brain that's making a painting, and more of the kind of energetic, unconscious electrical activity of the mind that is, you know, the result of these works. What we're going to find is that some different activities and some different stimulus that the users are exposed to create different, slightly different kinds of compositions. I mean, that's in a way the experiment here for this particular work.
So why were you so interested at the start in essentially removing the artist from art? I mean, what you called marginalising the artist?
It's an interesting question, I think, for me to respond to. I mean, initially, the way in which I've integrated painting with machines was, I guess, 10, 15 years ago, was a way to simply extend painting, to connect it to other disciplines and other fields, in a way to open it up to, you know, domains of knowledge outside of art or outside of particular painting. This is what, you know, the show leads to. It leads to this idea, in my mind at least, that Western culture has tended to see the individual, the liberal humanist subject, as the centre of the world. Because Western culture sees individuals as the centre of that world, it's led people to exploit and to use the world as if it were a resource, often not very kindly and not a very sensitive way. So what the machines point to is this idea that there could be other forces in the world that are potentially creative, that have some kind of agency other than human forces. You know, I've done work with machines in cosmic radio waves from outer space, or in this case, brain waves from human subjects, but not that are intended or purposeful. So it's this idea of sort of decentering the primacy of the human individual in favour of looking outside of our world view in a way.
I guess that when you hear about the idea of the only human interaction with these machines is not quite unconscious, but certainly unintended, you know, you do start to think, well, is the end result going to be just random? And once you ask that question, you ask, is that important?
It's a really fantastic question. I think what I've found is that, you know, the proposition in a way with showing this kind of work for me has been, look, this machine is making paintings that are being governed by other forces, sometimes forces outside of the constraints or controls of the human and relate to the environment. But in the end, there's always a coming back and a framing and a filtering of those compositions. So it's a little bit like a game. I mean, the way the software is developed, and in this work, I should say that it's a very much a collaboration with Jean-Paul Pochin, who's a Nelson-based computer programmer and artist. And the rules of the composition frame up the way the data is interpreted. And those rules fold onto some key examples in art history. In this case, they point to the surrealist drawings of André Masson in the 20s, these kind of mind-wandering automatic drawings where line bounces off each other and off the edge. And in a way, they also look like folds of the brain. So there's a kind of echoing of the context that they're from the brain, so to speak, but also that they're from this history of mind-wandering drawing.
I'm sure that if you were looking at surrealist paintings, you're right. I mean, a lot of these people are clearly trying to leave the consciousness out of it, to allow these to be almost dreamscapes. But at the same time, just looking at the painting or looking at the drawing that they do, they, I'm sure, would be consciously or unconsciously shaping it so that it, no matter where it came from, it does look pleasing to the eye.
Well, we'll see. And that, you know, that's part of the experiment in a way for this work. It's the first time this has been shown in New Zealand. It was developed for a show in Sydney a couple of years ago. The machine's been made faster and more responsive. And we've also found a way to incorporate sound. Now, the stream from the EEG headset can also make a sound stream. And on the 22nd of November, the day after the opening, there'll be a session that I do with Monica, which is a subset of the Phoenix Foundation, where that layer, that EEG stream of data from a Maya, the brain, will be a layer in their music for which they will improvise to.
Looking back over the last 10, 20 years of work here, Simon, I mean, do you get an emotional response to the stuff that you make, or is it purely an intellectual one?
Oh, and I think absolutely emotional. It's only really after, you know, when you look back on the arc of a career that I think you find out what you've been trying to do. And, you know, again, I guess I'm sort of saying I don't really believe in intention or the conscious mind as a way of figuring out what it's all about. I think, you know, experience and making interactions between people and different kinds of fields of knowledge like science, radio astronomy and earth science systems and artificial life, is that's been what's excited me. I wouldn't say, for me, these are not cold expressions of intellectual curiosity at all. There's actually humour in the work too, for those that can find it or wish to see it. Well, I think I prefer to leave that to the viewers, but it's a question that is worth answering, so I'll try. And I think, you know, this earlier idea I mentioned of just seeing that, you know, the creative subject, the artist, the maker, is one creative energy among others in the world. And this is perhaps more evident in the third room of the exhibition, where works made under the rubric of terrestrial assemblages, which is a group I've initiated with Jean-Paul Pochin, where we are making models that demonstrate natural processes. We've taken a kind of climate model and a kind of rule-based computer model and a kind of gamified expression, and to make these models of a plant, of an area of land that are capable of photosynthesizing and responding to their virtual environment. And what we want to do is try and show the ways in which the kind of chemical farming practices that have been used since World War II in the West have led to a kind of a denigration of soil, and the new movement of regenerative agriculture, which favours, you know, not putting supplements on soil and in a way letting nature take its course. These principles are being modelled and demonstrated in these computer models. So what I want people to take away, I guess, an increased awareness or sensitivity to natural systems, and that's probably most evident in those computer models.
It's artist Simon Ingram, whose exhibition The Algorithmic Impulse opens at Wellington City Gallery on November the 21st.